Minotaur Noir. The story always starts with a dame. Evelyn or Ariadne, Phyllis or Pasiphae. Each one could launch 1,000 ships. Watch them slink across the screen. Hero, beware those knowing eyes. Dames like to read the last page first. The tale unwinds as it always does. The private eye, the lady sly, the branching labyrinth of clues, the battle, then the final twist, the secret at the heart of the maze, dragged into the blinding light. The monster slain, the maze remains. Not even a hero can save a city, faithless and corrupt as women, doomed and helpless as women. The point's been made. It's a wrap. The sated director returns to Hera. The scrolls coiled in brass canisters await the editor's shining sword. Then the Minotaur creeps from behind the flat, some weary grip forgot to strike. He steals a prop, a chipped black bird. Something glints within its cracks. Under the soundstage's cooling lights, the dame blinks her one good eye and beckons to her sister daughter. The car's shot up, but the map's okay. Dotted line across the wine-dark sea to an island missing a sorceress.